This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, June 15th. God's word to you today is God's heart versus man's heart, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 41, verses 20 to 21 from the King James Version. And it says, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Numbers 27 verse 2 says, these women stood before Moses, Eleazar the priest, the tribal leaders, and the entire community. It is important to understand the times these women were in. For the daughters of Zelophehad, to have an audience with Moses was a big deal. But these women stood up and confronted what was written, which back then was like a suicide mission. These sisters stood up, stood united, and boldly confronted Moses, Eleazar, the tribal leaders, and the entire community. The Bible says specifically that they did this at the entrance of the tabernacle. In other words, they were bringing their strong reasons even before the God of heaven. Numbers 27 verses 3 to 4 say, our father died in the wilderness, they said. He was not among Korah's followers who rebelled against the Lord. He died because of his own sins. But he had no sons. Why should the name of our father disappear from his clan just because he had no sons? Give us property along with the rest of our relatives. In other words, they were saying, this is an injustice. What was an injustice? The law. The same law God gave through Moses. Numbers 27 verses 5 to 7 say, so Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord replied to Moses, the claim of the daughters of Zelophehad is legitimate. You must give them a grant of land, along with their father's relatives, assign them the property that would have been given to their father. Until you rise up, slavery persists. Arise. We must understand that God will permit some things because of the hearts of men. For instance, when Jesus was speaking about divorce, he said, in the beginning it was not so. It was because of the hardness of your heart that God permitted it, divorce. This is paraphrased from Matthew 19, verse 8. Except when there is infidelity, you cannot divorce your wife. That is God's order. The fact that something is established of God, thus says the Lord, does not mean it is final. No. Thus says the Lord is what God is saying, his heart. If what God has said about you is not favorable, then go and change it. Really? Yes. God has said something, and it is God that has said it right. You can go to him and say, Lord, this thing does not pay your boy or your girl. How can we change it? Check the scriptures. God changes his mind. I'm not saying this happens all the time. But when you have a strong point, God is a just God, and he cannot do injustice. When you stand up, God will answer you. He will. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your grace and your magnanimity. Thank you for the privilege of access and audience with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.